Okay, Mabin Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros, what is the difference between the laws of Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros? So the Gemara in Mishnah says, Pesach Mitzrayim nikochoi mi be'osor v'ton hazoya ba'agudas eizoiv v'al hamashkof v'al shtei hamezuzos. First thing is, Pesach Mitzrayim, there was a requirement to separate, to be makdish, the animal on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan. Right, Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol was the 10th day. That's Shabbos HaGadol. That was the original Shabbos HaGadol. It came out on the 10th day of the month. It's a mitzvah deraisa to take the animal and designate it as the Korban Pesach. Then, next halacha, on the 14th day of the Zman Shchitas HaPesach, there was a halacha to take a Gudas Ezoif, hyssop. Okay, we have that today in America, hyssop. And to dip it in the blood of the Korban Pesach, and to sprinkle it on the on the mashkoif and the shtei hamezuzos, to sprinkle it and to apply it to the mashkoif and the shtei hamezuzos. Both of those halachas do not apply Pesach Doros. You have no obligation to be makdish the animal on the 10th day of the month. You can be makdish your animal the very last moment, 5 minutes before. Number two, there's no halach of dipping the blood of the Korban Pesach in hyssop and ezov and sprinkling it on or applying it to your lintel and your two doorposts. So that's the first. That's the chiddush. That's one thing. Next, there's a halacha that the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten in haste. You had to be quick on your feet. You have to eat it very quickly. You have to be wearing the shoes and holding your stick. You have to eat it quickly. Belayl echad, one night. Okay, that's okay. Belayl echad. Now that we'll see. There's no chiddush because that's true for. We'll see what that means in a moment. And then not a moment. We'll see that on the base. The Gemara will explain what it means exactly. Belayl echad. With Pesach Doros, ain't noyeg el kol shiva. Pesach Doros is noyeg kol shiva. Kol Shiva means, the Gemara will explain what this means, refers to the prohibition of chametz. You're not allowed to have in your possession chametz 7 days. Whereas Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no prohibition to have in your possession chametz for 7 days. You're only now allowed to have in your possession chametz for 1 day. Can you imagine? Easy Pesach. You're not allowed to own chametz just for 1 day.
Hell, it was the last Pesach for the next 40 years.
What? It was the last time they brought a Korban Pesach, but the laws of Pesach applied the next 40 years. For the next 40 years, they were not allowed to have possessed their own chametz. Now they had man, so it wasn't a big deal. But it's mashm also that they purchased things in the desert. They were merchants. They were traveling merchants in the desert. They had different midrashim. They would come by and they would buy things from them. So it's not muchach. Yeah, they bought. I don't know. We don't know exactly what happened. So but they had mon. No, they had mon. But in addition to the mon, it appears every so often they also had access to other goods. It says in the Midrash. I'm not making this up. There were caravans. There were people, nomads. They would travel to the desert. They would sell them whatever they wanted to buy. Okay, so I do not know. But this that they did not do Pesach in the desert. First of all, the second year they did Pesach in the desert. The second year, so there was 2 years in a row. Yitzias Mitzrayim in the next year, says Rosh Pasuk, and then for 39 years there was Taka no Korban Pesach until Yehoshua. But even though they did not bring the Korban Pesach, but they still observed a 7 day holiday of Pesach, no chametz, matzah, maror, and like we do, basically the same thing we do. 7 day they had chalmoy trips. They went to the zoo. They went to a. They had all these choirs.
I didn't know that they had a traveling zoo.
They had a Miami Boys Choir competition, Yeshiva Boys Choir, Miami Boys Choir, all these things. Ringling Brothers traveling through the desert. It was the real deal. So they had all of these activities in 40 years. It was no different than it was today.
I don't think they had circuses that
much. They had the real thing. It was the Amazon, in the desert, all the wild animals. Okay, so that's the basic Mishnah with my commentary. And now let's go to the Gemara. How do we know this halacha that the requirement to be makdish the animal on the 10th day of the month was unique to Pesach Mitzrayim, and there is no requirement to be makdish an animal l'shem Korban Pesach Pesach Doros. Maybe when the pasuk says that Vi'avadeta es ha'avoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh, that's a very powerful pasuk. The pasuk tells you that you shall do this avoda, what I'm telling you, for all generations. Hayom atem yotzim b'eretz Mitzrayim, right? It's Parshat Tefillin. Parshat Tefillin is Vi'avadeta es ha'avoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh. You shall do this avoda that you're doing this year, the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, every single year for all generations on this day. So maybe that includes the requirement to be makdish in the animal on the 10th day of the month in honor of the Karban Pesach. So how do you know that the halacha does not apply? That's the Gemara's first question. We know, don't have this. The Chassidus says in the pasuk, Da'abil kol adas b'nei Yisrael le'imor be'asor l'chodesh hazeh. That is the key word. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells them to separate the animal on the 10th day, be'asor l'chodesh hazeh, only this year. It's a one-time event that will never happen again forever. Hazeh vikhu, you shall take. This year, this Karban Pesach shall be taken on the 10th day. V'ein Pesach Doros mikocha mibe'esar. And for all generations, there is no requirement for the Karban Pesach to be taken, to be selected, to be designated on the 10th day of the month. Oh, the Moris Akasha, Ela me'ata. If that's the case, this can be the theme of the whole daf. Okay, it's a very easy daf. This will be the theme of the whole Gemara. Once it says here the word hazeh, so let's take the word hazeh, or let's apply it, let us repeat the drasha over and over. The Gemara is going to do this at least 5, 6, 7 times. I have another halacha. There's a halacha called the bikur. We have halacha that even though you don't have to actually be makdish the animal until the very last moment, but the animal that you do choose to, that you will ultimately be makdish, requires inspection for 4 days. And this halacha, for 4 days. And this halacha was done by the Karban, is not only by the Karban Pesach, it's done by every Karban, by the Karban, primarily by the Karban Tomid. The Tomid shall shachar, Tomid shall ben arbaim, they hand the base, Mishnah Sech the Tomid, they hand the base, and the shepen, and they guard the animals for 4 days in advance. They were not actually makdish, they didn't give the animal kedusha until the very last moment, because maybe the animal will run away, or maybe something will happen. You don't want to have in your hands an animal that's kedusha, it's life trouble. But the animal that you'll ultimately be makdish, you have to inspect for 4 days to make sure there are no blemishes. Now that halacha is true, that halacha, where does it come from? That halacha really comes from Pesach Mitzrayim, the very first karban, Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim, they took it on the 10th day, and they inspected it for 4 days. 10, 11, 12, 13. And then on day 14, they did the shechita, so it was prepared for four days in a row. Now that halacha applies also to, not only that it applies to the carbon tamid that's offered twice a day, and also applies by extension to every carbon, including the Pesach Mitzrayim. So now the Gemara is asking a very powerful question. If you look carefully at the halacha of Bikur, it says the word hazeh. So just like you were very comfortable in darshaning the word hazeh, that was said with regard to the hekdish that only applied to Pesach Mitzrayim, it did not apply to Pesach Doros, let's repeat that drasha. It says the word hazeh by bikur, and let's apply it only to Pesach Mitzrayim, and let's exclude the bikur of Pesach Doros. It shall be for you a mishmeres, ad until arba osor yom lachodesh hazeh. It says l'mishmeres, you shall guard the Karban Pesach for 4 days until the 14th day of lachodesh hazeh. Hachinami, let's make the same exact drasha. Zeh ton bikor dal yom v'ekodem shchita shchita v'ein acher ton bikor. Nothing else requires bikur. All the time we learn the brayso. That's not so. We learn the brayso. Then bag oimer minayin. How do we know the tumah shel shaton bikur dal yam kodem shchita shnemar? It says in the pasuk tishmeru lihakriv li bimoado. It says this powerful word: you shall guard lahakriv li bimoado in its appointed time. Ulahal, remember, it says by the Karban Pesach vayolchem lemishmeres guarding ad arba osar mal halon ton digo dal yam kodem shrita af kanton digo dal yam kodem shrita. So we have a kasha, we have a gzer shavat mishmeres and tishmeru. Mishmeres means bikur. It says tishmeru b'tom shel tamid. Now we learned that this requires bikur. Now the Gemara is making an assumption. Once is going to be a din bikur by the tamid, automatically that will be a binyanav. All korbanos require bikur, especially
bikur for 4 days.
4 days, especially the korban Pesach, because that's the makor. The korban Pesach is the makor for bikur for the tamid. So certainly the Pesach doyrois should require bikur for dal yam. But why? It says the word hazeh, and the word hazeh zemiot, and the way we know the word hazeh zemiot because we use the word hazeh to be mimayet, the halacha of mikochay mibeesar, taking on the 10th day. So the Gemara says,
so
you're right.
Where did they do this bikur in the
house? Wherever, yeah, in the base. No. Wait.
That was the first one.
Okay, so wherever you did it, wherever you had it, doesn't matter. Wherever you kept your animals. They're not familiar with this society where people have live animals. We get so scared of a live animal. You have a cat that walks in front of you, you get scared. You have a sheep or a goat running around, you get scared. But they had to do some type of bikur. I do not know exactly what they did, but there had to be an inspection for 4 days to make sure there are no blemishes. So the Gemara gives an answer. Yeah, here's, this is going to be the pattern of the whole daf. Shiny Hossam, the Chsivit says Tishmeru. It says the word Tishmeru. And the word Tishmeru, Upesach Doros Nami Oksiv, Viavadata Savoda Hazos, Bachodesh Hazer. Sheyiyu kol avodas chodesh zeh kazeh. And the Gemara says, in Achnami, the reason why you have a bikur is because, and this is again the same pattern, is because the pasuk says tishmeru, and it says vi'ovadeta es havoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh. Now that's not a good answer, because so what? But it says the word hazeh. So the Gemara follows through. Ela hu hazeh. The answer basically is the word hazeh we need for a different drasha. It's not available to be memaye the din of bikur. Mizem lamute pesach sheni dechavosei. Pesach sheni does not require bikur. Does not require bikur, even though pesach sheni is similar to pesach rishon. Even though it's similar, because it's a Pesach Sheni, Pesach Sheni Chavosei, that Shadoim lo b'kach Shashneim noigim bo yoyim echoy b'lvod. A Pesach is noig shivayam. Gashon adoim a Pesach Amayit. As a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, here's the point. Pesach Sheni, how many days is Pesach Sheni?
One
day. Pesach Doros, how many days do you celebrate Pesach? Doros, of the generations. Yeah. For how many days do you celebrate Pesach in Bizman Hazeh?
Seven.
How many days do they celebrate Pesach Mitzrayim? Pesach Mitzrayim, when they went out of Egypt, how many days do they celebrate Pesach?
One day.
One day, it was only a one-day event. Like I told you, that's clear in the pasuk. They did not celebrate Pesach for 7 days. So here's my little question. You have a Pesach Sheni, and you have a choice, and you have a drasha, and you want to take the law of Pesach, and you want to apply it somewhere else, and you have a choice to apply it to Pesach Sheni, or to apply it to Pesach Doros, what's a better shirach? Pesach Sheni is a better shirach, a better match, because Pesach Sheni and Pesach Mitzrayim have in common that they were holidays that were celebrated for a single day. Unlike Pesach Doros was a holiday that is celebrated for 7 days. So therefore the Gemara says, we have the word Hazem. Hazeh is coming to be Memayit. There is Halach of Bikur that is required for 4 days. This halach of bikur is only required by Pesach Rishon. It is not required for Pesach Sheni. But when it comes to Pesach Doros, there is a requirement to do bikur for 4 days. Why? Because the pasuk says the avadita es ho avoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh. That's a general pasuk which says every single halacha that appears by Pesach Mitzrayim appears by Pesach Doros. Ah, but we have a miut, the miut hazeh. We're going to apply the miut of hazeh that this particular halacha will not apply where it will not apply to Pesach Sheni. And the reason why we prefer applying it to Pesach Sheni over Pesach Doros is because Pesach Sheni in many respects is similar to Pesach Mitzrayim over Pesach Doros, especially because it's a one-day holiday. Pesach Mitzrayim was one day, Pesach Sheni is one day, so we rather go match a Pesach Sheni with Pesach Mitzrayim over Pesach Doros.
Right. And it's only one day holiday.
It's one day holiday, exactly. So therefore we're safe. Okay, so therefore so far so good. Next, Shtikl Gemara. Elamiata, same idea, same pattern. The Gemara will go through the same pattern. Elamiata, the Chassidut in the Pasuk, the Achlu as a Basar Balayla Hazeh, it says, you shall eat the Basar Balayla Hazeh. Oh. Nachamal, the word Hazeh appears again. And what did it say? When do you eat the Karban Pesach? It's unique from all the Karbanos. It is the only Karban that it has the shortest Zman Achila. Every Karban has Achila, at least the Karban Shekachim, a day and the following night. Pesach, you can't begin to eat it until the night begins. And when is the cutoff point? Either the entire night or Chatzos. Machlek to the Gemara.
Yeah, right,
so it's a very short limit. So, but it says the word Hazeh. Being that it says the word Hazeh, we know the word Hazeh is a miut, maybe the only time there's going to be a very short limit to when you can eat the Korban Pesach is Pesach Mitzrayim. But Pesach Doros, you can eat it for a long period of time. You can eat it for 2 days and one night, or two nights.
How do we learn that when we have Hazeh?
Hazeh is a miut. The Torah says the Pesach is only eaten in the evening, at night. Balayla has Balayla at night. So, but it says Balayla Hazeh. And we learned at the beginning of the Gemara, the word Hazeh Zeniot. Right. Only Pesach Mitzrayim has this particular halacha. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, let's say, Pesach Doros, you should be allowed to eat the Pesach for more than just a night. Mm-hmm. You should be able to eat, the Gemara wants to suggest, you should be able to eat it for two nights. Because Kodshei Kalim, normally Kodshei Kalim, the start time is the three oinos, day, night, day. Three time periods. So since the starting time for the Pesach is night, it should be night, day, night. So it should be at least a long period of time. Ella the Mersakasha. Do we want to suggest the ze nechal balayla, the ein achar nechal balayla? Amakras, so why don't we say that? No, Amakra, viavadito esvavoda havoda b'chodesh hazeh. Everything is the same. Ah, ella hazeh lamli. So what did we do the word hazeh for? The Gemara answers: we have the word hazeh. You can't ignore the word hazeh. With as ella lichrabi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, to teach you the halacha that the word hazeh is only going to be eaten for. The word Hazeh is teaching you that even the Pesach Mitzrayim is limited to the night. In other words, we need the word Hazeh to teach you even when they went out of Mitzrayim, even Pesach Mitzrayim is only eaten for one night. Because if not for the fact that the Torah says the word Hazeh, we would think that Pesach Mitzrayim can be eaten for two nights and a day in between.
So was it eaten until Chatzos?
Right, so either a machloek. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you go until Chatzos, and Rabbi Kiva says until that they make a drasha. He makes a drasha to the drasha.
But they didn't leave until Chatzos.
They didn't leave until the next day. They didn't leave until the morning. They didn't leave until the morning. But the point is that we need the drash to the Rashi. Rashi says, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, the Perakam, the Brachos, Nemar Kan Balayla Hazem, Nemar Lahalim, Vyavarti Ba'aretz, Beretz Shrine Balayla Hazeh. Hazeh is Chatzos. So according to Elazar ben Azariah, the Zman Achila ends Chatzos Halayla, the Zman of Makas Bukharis. Makas Bukharis was the time when the Zman Achila ends. So basically, what the Gemara over here is telling us is that the word Hazeh is not available for a drasha to be memayit Pesach Doros. The reason why it's not available is because we need the word hazeh to teach us the basic halacha that the zman achilas korban pesach is until chatzos or until the morning, according to each of the respective opinions. Okay, so far we've gone already through three halachas.
Unlike a shlom, and then you eat tonight.
Right. Okay, so far let's recap. What have we done so far? We've gone through three halachas. We've gone through the halacha of mikochoi mibe'asar.
Right.
We've gone through the halach of Bikur, and we've gone through the Bikur means inspection for 4 days, and we've gone through the halacha of eating it. In each one of these three halachos, it says in the Torah the word hazeh. The only time we're going to dash the word hazeh to be memayit pesach doyrois is the first halacha of mikochoi mibe'asar. But when it comes to the other two words hazeh, that's said by the law of Bikur and the law of the Zman, the word hazeh is not available for a miyut because we need the word hazeh either to be memayet pesach sheni from Bikur, and the word hazeh that's said by the halacha of the night time, the limit of Chatzos, is telling you for Hagufa that the Pesach Mitzrayim is only eaten for one night, it's not eaten until the next day. Okay, so far we've gone to three halachas, and we explained the various drush of the three halachas. Now we go to halacha number four. Elamayata, the Chassidut says, V'chol orel lo yoichal bo. A person that does not have a bris milah is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Where does it say this halacha? By Pesach Mitzrayim. Hachinami, does this mean to say, now it says the word bo. Okay, bo is a niyut. Bo. This Pesach, the Pesach of Mitzrayim. So Hachinami, does this mean to say the bo yinoichal av oichal Pesach? Does this mean to say that the bo is a niyut? That the bo yinoichal av oichal Pesach doyros? The Gemara says no. Amakra. The Avadata Savadata Elabo Lamali, what's the word bo coming to Michael's if not? Because maybe the word bo is telling us that when it comes to Pesach Doros, an Orel is allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So Elabo Lamali, who must bo in oichal av oichal av oichal the matzu moror. We need the word bo for a different drasha. That an Orel, a person that does not have a bris milah, although he may not eat from the Korban Pesach, is allowed to eat matzah and morah. You may be misled to believe that if a person does not have a bris milah, may not eat from the Korban Pesach, he may not eat from matzah and morah. Kamash one, although you don't have a bris milah, you are allowed to eat from matzah and morah. Good? So the word bo is necessary. Elamayata, next kasha. It says, ben nechor lo yoichal bo. Now, ben nechor means an apikores. I should say an apikores, it means a person who Nisnakru ma'asof. He's not observant. He's not a shomer Torah mitzvahs. He worships idols. He worships the American dollar. He worships the idols. Okay, so a person who's not about the Zara, he is not allowed to eat from Pesach Mitzrayim. Now the problem is, it says Chol Nechor Lo Yoichal Bo. Bo is a miut. This would seem to imply he's only not allowed to eat from Pesach Mitzrayim, but he is allowed to eat from Pesach Doros. Oh, Hachinami, should we say the boy yinoichal av oichal Pesach Doros? Oh, Makra.
Doros, there was anything left?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean, anything left? What are you talking about? Pesach, it's all fruit at all the generations. In the Beis Hamikdash, the day is Rishon by Hasheni. What do you mean, anything left?
They ate the whole carbon.
A regular halach, a person comes to the Beis Hamikdash, and he is an oived avodah zara.
Right.
Is he allowed to participate in the Korban Pesach?
No.
Why not? So you're going to tell me, because it says in the pasuk v'chol ben neichor lo yochal bo.
Right.
But it says lo yochal bo, he may not eat bo from the Pesach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. 1 year. There was 1 year in the history of the world where an Oyved Avodah Zarah was not allowed to participate in the Korban Pesach. And that was the very first Korban Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim. But after that Pesach was over, for all generations, if a person who is an Oyved Avodah Zarah arrives in the Beis HaMikdash and wants to participate in the Korban Pesach, perhaps we should permit him to do so, because why not? And, but you're telling me, but it says in the Pasuk, "Benechol lo yochal bo." Yeah, it says bo. He may not eat from the Pesach Mitzrayim, but from the Pesach Doros, he can. He can participate. So why don't we say that? No, Pasuk says that the Pesach Doros is identical to Pesach Mitzrayim. Elabolam. So what is the word bo for? Bo hamoras. The word bo is teaching new halach. Hamoras stas poiseles. The ein hamoras stas poiseles bitruma. A murdika halacha. A koyin who's not bikoris, who is an oivet of a desire, is allowed to eat truma. This halacha, that a person that is a benecha, nisnakru ma'asaf, he's oivet of a desire, he's excluded from achila, he's only excluded from achilas pesach. But another person who eats special food, for example, a kohen, who eats truma, if Rachman al-Atzlan, the Kohen, is an Oyvir Avodah Zara, and he wants to eat Shuma, it's his right. He can eat Shuma. There's no limitation. That is what we need the word bo. Oh no, in a few minutes, I'm not going to be talking to myself.
No.
It's okay. I'm just joking with you. You know that. Okay, so ein ach el yachav hanam de boy no khlav lo khlav pesach tas amak bo amak. Okay, fine. Hamar study of the pesach with chuma. Next. Now the is, now the more is a side, now the more before the more goes, the more goes on the tension. It comes out of either, we have two halachas. We have the halach of an orel, a person who does not have a bris mila, and we have the halach of a person who worships idols. Both of these people, the Torah excluded from eating the Korban Pesach.
Right.
Why do we need both? Why can't we learn out one from the other? Let the Torah tell us that a person that doesn't have a bris mila can't eat the Korban Pesach. And on our own, we'll make a kal v'chomer. Madoch, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy. He's a nice guy. He's a mamash goyim. He's a talmud chacham. But he's missing the bris mila, and he can't eat the Korban Pesach. Al achas kama v'kama, person who is an oivet avodah zara can't eat.
There's no connection between.
Why not? The bris mila is the mila is the bris between us and Hashem. It's what separates us from the goyim. So madach, he's a good guy, but he's just missing the bris. So he's connected in the mind, but physically he didn't go through the bris mila. He can. So certainly a person in his mind is corrupt. He's warped. He's and also the other way around. If a person who's not a desire can't eat, so certainly a person that's missing the bris mila. So the Gemara is asking this question. Okay, you know, yes, in the kasha, mayin zelazek. But the Gemara seems to say, the one thing, a much deeper mahalach to explain what it means. The Gemara seems to say that the two are very much connected. So why is it necessary for the Torah to limit a person who's both an orel and oivet of the zara from Korban Pesach, l'cha'ira, if the Torah only wrote one, you would know the other. So the Gemara says, no, you wouldn't. Exactly what you said, but you would not. The itzrich l'mitzav orel v'shul l'mitzav b'neicha. Why? The ikos rechmadal orel misham dimois. The orla, that extra appendage of basar on a person's body, is disgusting. Okay? It's a murder in Gemara. The Gemara says it's called mo'es. Yanusach. It's mo'es. A baby that's less than 8 days old that has the orla. Mo'es. That's a very powerful word. It's not a word you throw around lightly. Aval b'nechar. But let's say a person, he has a bris mila, and in his mind, he's devoted to idols. He devotes himself to idols. He's not mo'es. It's an incredible concept. He's not mos. Al benechad loy mos, aim out silo, he can eat Korban Pesach. Tzricha. V'yashmin benechar. We only say benechar, mishum de'in libo l'shamayim, you know, because the heart and mind is not with the program. Aval orel, the libo l'shamayim, aim alo, tzricha, that's why we need both. Okay, so the Gemara says they're not related. Okay, like exactly what you said. Vaita the Gemara. Elamiat, next kash. Okay, now we go vaita. Toishav v'sochir lo yoichal bo. Now, what is a toishav v'sochir? Toishav is a ger toishav. What's a ger toishav? A goy, a non-Jew, Shabbos goy. But he observes the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Okay, so he's living in Eretz Yisrael. The Socher. Socher is a guy that's not observing the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but you pay him money. He's living in the land temporarily. You're paying him money. He's a worker. He's a worker, you're paying him money. That is called a Socher. So the Torah says, Lo Yochal Bo. He may not eat from the carbon Pesach. That's what Shtei in the Torah may not eat. Hachi Nami, now it says Bo. State the word Bo. So Bo is maybe the halacha that the Torah of a Socher may not eat the carbon Pesach. Maybe the halacha only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim. Which means, very interesting, and that means they were telling us that in Egypt they were goyim. Can you imagine this? In Egypt they were goyim that were observant, that they were makir Hashem and kept the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Or they were goyim that were hired by Jews in Mitzrayim. So these goyim, the Torah says, Lo Yechal Bo. They may not eat from your Karban Pesach.
But they didn't have Torah yet, so how could they?
Oh, it's a good point. I don't know the answer. Yes, in Gakash, I don't know. But there is some degree where the Gemara suggests that they should not be able to eat Lo Yochal Bo. But now that it says the word Bo, this restriction is only true for the people living in Mitzrayim. But for Doiros, maybe Hachinami, the Bo who ate Oichal, Av Oichal Pesach Doiros. Omakra, to reject this, that this halacha of Benecha, Tosh of Sacher, is the Omakra via Vadita, that this halacha applies for all generations. Elabo Lomeli, what's we both tomorrow? It says, Bo Hamorastas Peseles, to teach you a new halacha. Now, I don't know Shan Digmar, because this is exactly what it says in the Gemara before. Bo Hamorastas Peseles, the Ein Hamorastas Peseles Bitruma. Okay, it's the same drasha as the Gemara said before. I don't know why it's repeated. In fact, some take this gears. They have a different gears. They remove this whole Gemara from the. They remove this from the text. Okay, but for whatever reason, the Gemara here says exactly the same thing we said before. The word Bo is telling us only a person who is a benecha, who is a toshav and a socher, he may not eat, but a koyhein who is behaving like a goy. A kohen who behaves like a goy is allowed to eat truma. Okay? Is allowed. Now that's exactly what the Gemara said before. Why are we repeating it twice? I do not know. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi Taka says to delete it. I'm not sure I know this. Let's see Rashi. Benecha. Rashi. Right. Benecha. Don't be gorgeous to Gemara the way we had it. Okay, where we read it, because it's repetition. We're saying it's everything. El Hachi Garcinon is the Kol Orel Lo Yochal Boy Hachi Omakrov Yavarta El Bo Lamali Lamali Bo Hamoras Tats Sosvein Hamoras Tats Peselis Betruma. Veishuch Limukta Orel Vechulu Veloy Garcinon Elomiat Toshav Sacher. That second repetition, do not be goris. Well, I just read that because the Gemara is basically repeating the same thing word for word. The whole Toysh of Sachar Kloimar Kroyseru. The Toysh of Sachar Oichal Bepesach. The Toysh of Ze Koni Kesef Kinyin Oilam. So Rashi is a new pshat. Rashi is learning here that Toysh of Sachar means an Evet Ivri, a Niritza.
Yeah,
okay, so Rashi. So Rashi wants to learn. The toishav, I told you, toishav means a ger toishav. And a socher means a goy that you hired. Rashi says, no, that's not what the pshat in the pasuk is. A new pshat. Toishav means a nirtza. The toishav ze koni kinyin oilam. The nirtza. The socher ze evid ivri. Ha koni kinyin oilam. The tarvar yishol mal yininu. The achli v'pesach. They do eat the carbon pesach. And I'm going to be vomis baril. The koi yiseru hu. Mufna l'gzer shava. Nemar toishav v'socher v'pesach. Nemar toishav v'socher v'truma. Ke b'farash loy chosam. The aydil chosav v'chosam b'di day. Loshen nesvarim lo yidan na mai shnu dukom. Mishani v'y hamor stas p'selos. Ma shach hamor stas kabi toishav v'socher. Ha yishol mal yininu. V'yod chod rosha mi boi de gabi b'necha. Da shin lebe arvel. Umalta soy oza balam yachabo. V'ilo yilo yimol es avdoy lo yachabo. Okay, so Rashi basically says there are many questions you can ask in this Gemara. He doesn't like what's going on over here. I don't know the exact details of what Rashi means. And he basically says, do not be goyres this little shtickle. When it says in the pasuk, Toshav Esochir, Lo Yoichal Bo, it's not to be read now Gemara because there are too many questions which are difficult to understand what it means Gemara. Okay, but we read the Gemara according to our understanding, which means Toshav means a Ger Toshav, Asochir means a good that you've hired, Lo Yoichal Bo, they may not eat from the Pesach Mitzrayim, and the Gemara is coming to suggest, being that it says the word Bo. Bo means only the Pesach Mitzrayim, but a Ger Toshav and a Sochir may eat from the Pesach Doros. To reject that, we have Yovadito, Esavoyda Hazos Bechodesh Hazeb, and we're going to darshan the word Bo, the same way we darshan the word Bo above, to tell you it's for a different drasha, that only a Goy or a Jew that's acting like a Goy may not eat from the Karban Pesach, but a Koyein who Rachman Litzlan is a Heimer Das, who went off the Derech, Oyva the Zara, is still allowed to eat Truma. Same thing we said before. Okay, right, next Gemara. Now we go to El Miat, next Kasha. Umalte Oysay Ozoy Chalbo. If a person has a child,
right,
the father is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach until he circumcises all of his male children. Correct?
Yeah.
And it says the word bo. Umalte oiso, you shall first circumcise your child. Then, I'm sorry, this was said by a slave, an Eved Ish, you have an Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani. Umalte oiso oz yoichal bo. So it says the word bo, so bo is mash. The only time you have the restriction you may not eat from the Karban Pesach until you do a bris milah is only said by Pesach Mitzrayim. But maybe when it comes to Pesach Doiros, if you have an Eved Kenani and you did not do a bris milah, there's no restriction, there's no limitation. You can right away be makom of the Karban Pesach. You can eat the Karban Pesach because the word bo. Ha'chinami de bo in oichal aval oichal Pesach Doiros. No, to reject that, Omar Krah, it says V'yavadetah, that all the laws of Pesach Doros are identical to Pesach Mitzrayim. Oh, ela bo lamali, to teach you this halacha. Bo milas zuchodah v'avodah v'makeves, v'milas zuchodah v'avodah v'makeves b'tshruma. A koyin.
So what does it have to do with the carbon Pesach truma? I mean, what?
We're making a drasha. No, because the word is extra. We have to make a drasha. That's the derech of the Gemara. The one makes a drasha. The Gemara sometimes goes to left field. The Gemara sometimes.
What we're doing here.
Exactly, the Gemara is making a drasha. We have it's not so such a kash. We have a halacha. We have a special food that's eaten by this person. So only over here is there going to be a restriction. You may not eat from the Karban Pesach until you do a bris milah to your male servants and to your children.
Until you do a bris milah.
So now the Gemara is suggesting you might be misled to believe that when it comes to a Kohen, the Kohen wants to eat Truma, and a Kohen has an Eved Kenani, or the Kohen has a son, and did not do a bris milah, maybe he also should not be allowed to eat Truma until he does a bris milah on his children and his slaves. Kamash milan, the word bo. Bo, only when it comes to Karban Pesach is there a limit you may not eat until you do. But now when it comes to your servants.
So you don't have to Truma. Them, what do you do with
you don't. You don't. When it comes to Truma, there is no such requirement. That's what we need the word bo for. Only when
it comes to Truma.
Only when it comes to Pesach. Only when it comes to Karban Pesach is there halacha that you're not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach until you do bris milah. But when it comes to Truma, there is no such halacha.
Oh, okay.
You're allowed to eat Truma even though you did not do a bris milah on your male children. Next, Kasha. Elamiata, the Chsivish in the Pasuk, the Etzem, lo Yishmiru, bo. don't break bones. So the word bone is a meal. It's maybe the only time there is a loisaseh to break bones is only by Pesach Mitzrayim. But by Pesach Doirois, there's no such halacha. You can break the bones. Hachinami, the boy in the shayvi, avo shayvi, Pesach Doirois, omakro, no, viavada to elabo lamali. Bobi, we had this, we learned this a while ago. Bobi, kosher, veloibi psul. The only time you're not allowed to break a bone is by a Pesach that's kosher. But if you have a Pesach that is pasul, if you have a carbon Pesach, and the Pesach is pasul, in other words, it's you're not allowed to eat it because the dam got spilled out. Remember, the dam got lost, or it's tamei, or the baalim died. Whatever the case is, a Pesach pasul. There is no restriction. You're allowed to break the bones.
But well, you have the whole thing has to be burnt then, no?
In a chanami. But let's say before you get around to burn it, you break the bones. Are you chay of the loisaseh, the etzem loisish b'rubo? No, you're not chay of the loisaseh, the etzem loisish b'rubo.
But the chay of the loisish b'rubo is only by carbon Pesach.
Exactly.
This is not a carbon Pesach anymore.
It is a carbon Pesach. It's a carbon Pesach that's possible. It is a carbon Pesach. It's just that you can't eat it. It's possible, but it is a carbon Pesach. Who told you it's not a carbon Pesach? You slaughtered it l'shem. You mocked the shit and you slaughtered it l'shem carbon Pesach. And now something will now become tamei. It became tamei, so it's possible, but it's a carbon Pesach that's possible. So now the question is: if your person goes ahead and he breaks the bone, is he chayev malkois for being oiver on the loisaseh?
We had this earlier. At what time did become? At what point did become tamei? Before Shvicha?
After Zrika. Whatever the case, it doesn't make a difference.
No. I think it came from me before Zrika. There is no Malkus.
Right. Okay. It's not. Whatever the case is, that's a detail, though. It's not necessary for our Gemara. The point is, you have in front of you a carbon Pesach that's possible. The question is, if you break a bone, are you chayv Malkus? The answer is no. Why not? Because we have a word bo be kosher. Next kash, one more. Elamayata. The chassid says, "Al teichlu menu no. Do not eat ni menu from it. It is what the Pesach Mitzrayim. No, partially roasted." So someone wants to make a drush, but you can eat no Pesach Doros. Maybe when it comes to Pesach Doros, you are permitted to eat no. There is no loisaseh, no kamashvan viavadata. So what then do we do with the word mimenu from it? So ela mimenu lamali lichadraba amar Rabbi Yitzchak. What did Rabbi Yitzchak say? He's made a special drasha, mimenu, temaiser sheni, to teach you a halacha that an orel, a kohen, a person that does not have a bris milah is not allowed to eat maiser sheni. So we need the word mimenu for a different drasha. It is not available to be mimayit. The word mimenu is not available to mimayit Pesach Doros. Okay, so we've gone over here in the Gemara, I think maybe 7 or 8 different drushes. 7 each time the Gemara wanted to suggest that a halacha that was taught by Pesach Mitzrayim does not apply to Pesach Doros, because in each one of these halachas it says either the word hazeh, or it says the word bo, or it says the word mimenu, a word that's a meal only by Pesach Mitzrayim and not by Pesach Doros. And each one of these examples, the Gemara struck it down by telling us that the word bo, or the word hazeh, or the word mimenu is needed for a different drasha. It's not available to be memayid Pesach Doros. Mimela, we fall back on the default. The default is the avadita es huavoda hazos bachodesh hazeh. All the laws of Pesach Mitzrayim shall be equal applied to Pesach Doros. The only one thing that we did succeed in knocking out was the first halacha. What was the first halacha? The halacha of mikochoy mi be'asar, that you mechuyev to take the animal on the 10th day. That halacha is unique to Pesach Mitzrayim, does not apply to Pesach Dayos, because it says the word hazeh. It's the Gemara started off with the word Dabril Koladas Vishal Lema Be'osor Lachoidesh Hazeh V'yichulahum. Only on this year you should take on 10 days. Okay, next Gemara. New Gemara. It says in the Mishnah of Vinecha B'chipazoin, it says that Pesach Mitzrayim is in B'chipazoin, but Pesach Doirois, that is also a new halacha. Pesach Doirois is not eaten B'chipazoin. In other words, you can eat your leisure. When you eat your matzah, when you eat your Pesach Doirois, there's no rush. Take your time. Eat as long as you want. When it comes to Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim, there was a requirement that the Korban Pesach should be as quickly as possible. Now, I do not know the exact parameters of what that means. You have to, but it'll be b'chipazon in haste. Minolan, Omar Krav Yachaltem, Oso b'chipazon, Oso nechal b'chipazon, V'ein acher nechal b'chipazon. Here we have another word, Oso. It says the word Oso by Pesach Mitzrayim in regard to chipazon, to teach you that the Pesach Mitzrayim must be eaten in haste. To exclude Pesach Doros does not need to be eaten in the state of B'chipazoin.
Pesach Doros.
I think you eat all 7 days. No, only 7 days. You can't eat Pesach 7 days. You only can eat it for the night. What do you mean? No, Chipazoin. Chipazoin means you have to be wearing your shoes and you have to eat it very quickly.
Oh, that's right.
Doesn't mean the time, Tom. Okay, next. Now it says, going back to the mission, what does it say in the mission? It says in the mission there's a difference between Pesach Doros and Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Doros is 7 days, whereas Pesach Mitzrayim is Laila Echot. Now the question is, what are we referring to Laila Echot? What exactly does that mean? The Pesach Doros, in Eli Kol Shiva, Amai Koi, when it says that Pesach Doros is all seven relative to Pesach, the Mitzrayim is only Laila Echot, which halach are we referring to? Ilema Pesach. If you're going to tell Pesach that Pesach Doirois can be offered for 7 days, that's not true. That's clearly not true. Pesach Doirois can only be offered one day, the 14th day after Chatzos the Shechita, and the Achila is the night of the 15th. So what are you talking about? How could the Mishnah say that Pesach Doros is for 7 days, which means you can shech the Karm Pesach all 7 days? It's ridiculous. You only can shech the Pesach Doros for the day of the 14th, and even the night of the 15th. What are you talking about? Pesach kol sheva miyika. Nonsense. Elo achonetz. Ah. So here's what it means. It means, here's the chilk. When it comes to Pesach Doros, for how many days are you not allowed to have in your possession chametz?
Seven days.
Chutz Liar, it's 8 days.
Well, okay.
7 days. And Pesach, Mitzrayim, when they left, it was. So that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Laila Echad. That's what the Mishnah words.
Right.
Which means, if you want to go say that the halacha that we refer to is chametz, so the Mishnah is telling us indirectly that the prohibition to own chametz in the year that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim was only the night, 12 hours. Can you imagine what an easy Pesach it is? It means in the morning, when the Alois, you already can eat chametz. That's what it says. El chametz. So the Gemara says, really? That's not true. Because it is our understanding, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa, that the year when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were not allowed to have in their possession chametz an entire day. It wasn't for 7 days, but it wasn't just a night, it was a whole day. Really? Ela chametz, mechlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, laila, echad v'sulo, only one night, not the entire day. V'yotanya, Rabbi Yoyi seg, lili yoyme, minan la Pesach Mitzrayim, shen chimutzoy noig, ela yoyme echad. It wasn't just the night. The prohibition of having chametz was the entire day, 24-hour day. It says in the pasuk, "Do not eat chametz." This samach le. The next pasuk reads, "Hayoyim atem yotzim b'chodesh shav." You're going out today b'chodesh shav. So we make a drasha. We're makish word hayoyim to the word loisoch al chametz. To teach you the prohibition of achilas chametz goes for an entire hayoyim, an entire day. And our Mishnah says it's only laila. It's only at night. Only 12 hours, a half a day. So what's going on? Hayoyim atem yotzim el lahochi. So the Gemara says, "Enochanami, hachem laila echad v'chu hadin laila echad." Vuadin lepesach doyos. You have to be creative in how you read the words of the Mishnah. When it says, let's go back to the Mishnah. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. State in the Mishnah, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Doyrois. Pesach Mitzrayim bikachom mibesar. Retoin hazor beguda seizav al vialamashk vialshtei mezuzas. Venechal b'chipazoin. Now we made a mistake. We before said venechal b'chipazoin belayla echot. You have to put the comma after belayla echot. In the Havamina, we made a mistake.
Yeah.
And we thought belayla echot was going on chometz. We thought v'nechal b'chipazon, the Pesach is eaten b'chipazon.
Yeah.
And in the Havamina, we translate belayla echot, and the Isser chometz is noig only one night. That's wrong, because it's not true. It's not noig for one night. The Isser Chometz is noig for one day.
Yeah.
So therefore, we have to say v'nechal b'chipazon b'layla echad. Layla echad is not going on Chometz; it's going on the Zman Achilas Pesach,
which was the whole night.
The whole night. And v'hu adin lePesach Doros. Pesach Doros also the Zman Achilas Pesach was only the first night.
Mm-hmm.
So again, in the Havamina, we thought the word belayla echad is going on the law of chometz. The
right,
law of chometz right. Only applied for one night, but that's not true. The law of chometz applied for the whole night plus the next day. So therefore, we have to revise our translation of the word belayla echad. Belayla echad is going back on what it says on the zman achilas pesach, not on the prohibition of chometz. And the achilas pesach was eaten belayla echad. For who adin lepesach doyrois, it was also eaten belayla echad for one night. Now we put a period. Then when it goes on to say, Pesach doyrois noy kol shiva, that refers to chometz. Chometz to Pesach doyrois is 7 days. But chometz to Pesach Mitzrayim is only one day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that part of the Mishnah.
Is that one mitzvah or two mitzvahs?
What do you mean? What do you mean one mitzvah?
To eat it one day and not to have it for 7 days. It's all interconnected, I guess.
What? The prohibition to eat chametz is an isser, not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, it's an isser.
Okay,
Allah say. So Elohachi, get back to the Gemalachi Kamar. Laila Echad, the Zman Achila of Pesach is one night. V'uadin l'Pesach doyrois. Kama. V'chimutza, now we're eating these words into the Mishnah. V'chimutza, as far as the prohibition of eating chametz. So Pesach Mitzrayim was kol hayoim. The entire day, you have to add those words into the Mishnah. The Pesach Doros, the prohibition to eat chametz is noye kol shiv 7 days. Okay, now we go to a new Mishnah. Okay, now we go to a kachim sugya. The Mishnah says, "Amar Mishu ben Shemati shev shebetumas Pesach kreva utumas Pesach ena kreva ena lefarish." I heard the following tradition: a tumura. Now you know what a tumura is. A tumura is when you have an animal of hegdish, right? And then you bring near the animal of Hegdash, animal of Chulin. And you start off with your source, and this, with the terminology, you have a source animal, and you have a target. Okay, here is my source. I have in front of me a carbon shlomim. Okay?
Right.
Carbon shlomim. I have here on the left an animal of Chulin.
Yeah.
And now I make a statement. I want this animal of Chulin to be the tamura, the exchange of the animal of Shlomim.
Right.
I want the kedusha of the Shlomim to be removed from the animal and to go on to my animal of Chulin. So by making this statement, you have violated a very serious loisaseh. Lo yomir behema bebehema. You're not allowed to attempt to exchange, to remove the kedusha upon one animal and transfer it to another animal.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to do that. And if you do it, if you try to do it, it's not only does it not work, not only does the kedusha not leave your source, but the animal that you try to exchange it on does become holy. V'hayahu utmuraso yihiyeh kodesh.
So they both
have kedusha. So if you have a regular carbon shlomim, and you bring near the carbon shlomim animal of Chulin, and you attempt to remove the kedusha from the shlomim and put it on the animal of Chulin, So what happens? The end of the day is both animals have the kedusha of a carbon shlamim, and you bring both.
They are the both shlamim.
Yes. If you're starting animals a carbon shlamim,
right?
And you try to remove
transfer.
It and transfer it to the animal of chulin. So what's the result? The result is the animal, your original animal, remains with kedusha shlamim, and your new animal also becomes a shlamim. So if you have two animals that have the status of a carbon shlamim, now, when it comes to carbon pesach, it's a lot more complicated. Because Karban Pesach has different halachas. So here you start off with a Karban Pesach.
One piece.
And it's a Karban Pesach. And you attempt to transfer the Kedusha of the Pesach onto an animal of Chulin.
Right.
So Yeshua says, I have a tradition, Shamati, Amar Yeshua, Shamati, I heard, Shetmuras Pesach, sometimes when you attempt to make a tumura karban pesach, kreva. That when you make a tumura, kreva. So you makriv, you offer it as a carbon, you offer it as a carbon pesach, kreva, or we'll see as a shlam. It can go on the mizbeach.
Right.
It's a good kreva.
It's a shlam.
Oh, so we'll see. The enechnam, it's the pashas, it's a carbon shlam. Because the moisar pesach, when you have an extra carbon pesach, it has the status of a carbon shlam. You're right, kreva. But I've also heard a contradiction. I've also heard utmuras pesach eino kreva. You don't offer it. Now, if you don't offer it, what do? You let it graze until it gets a blemish. You redeem it, and with the money, you bring a carbon shlamim. The eino lefarish. So it's a contradiction. One halacha, one misarai I learned, it taught me that a tumura of a carbon pesach kreva. Another time I would learn that a tumura of a carbon pesach ain't a kreva. And I don't know how to answer the contradiction. So, Amar Rabbi Akiva! Rabbi Akiva to the rescue. Ani Afarish, I'll explain to you. Ha pesach, shenim so kodim shchidas ha pesach, yire ad she yistoev, vi mocher, vi avi bidam av shlam, vi chen tumurasa. So a lot of lamedes. Let's go through the lamedes. Here we go. Let's first start off with before we get to the tumura, let's deal with an extra carbon pesach. Here you start off with pesach aleph.
Right.
Pesach aleph disappears. Okay, it runs away. It's gone. So what do? You're desperate.
Right.
So you designate pesach beis.
Right.
Now, before it comes the Zman Shchita, Pesach Aleph shows up. It shows up. So what do you have in front of you? You have Pesach Aleph, Pesach Beis. How many of these are roy to be offered on the Mizbeach? They're both roy. But how many can I offer? I only can offer one.
I know, right.
So when I offer one Pesach Aleph, I'm automatically, by offering Pesach Aleph, I'm automatically rejecting Pesach Beis.
Yeah.
When I choose to be makriv Pesach Aleph, that is an insult to Pesach Beis. I'm rejecting it because right now they're both roy. Pesach Aleph and Pesach Beis came back.
Right.
I have in front of me two karbanos. They're both fit to be offered. By selecting one, that is an automatic rejection of the other karban. So if I go and I reject it biyodayim, it's disqualified. If it's disqualified, it cannot be offered as a karban shlamim. Because it's called dochel.
Right.
So what do I do with it? I can't offer it as a carbon shlamim. I have to let it graze until it gets a blemish. Sell it with the money. I bring a carbon shlamim. If I now use that animal that I have rejected, the odayim, and I use it as a source for a tumura, the tumura also is not going to be able to be offered on the mizbeach. But in the other case, let me give you the other case, it may become clear. But let's say we're out of time, but let's say I start off with my carbon pesach, okay?
Right.
And the pesach runs away.
Right.
It disappears. And I set aside a replacement. And my original doesn't come back. And I'm makriv the replacement. And later, the next day, my original carbon pesach shows up. It comes back home.
Right.
Did I ever reject that original carbon pesach biodayim? No.
Biodayim?
No, because it wasn't available. It disappeared.
Right.
So I never pushed it away biodayim.
Right.
Being that I never pushed away biodayim, it's still roy to be offered on the mizbeach.
Yes.
What will I bring? I'll offer it as a carbon shlamim. I was not doiched biyodayim. Because I was not doiched biyodayim, it still retains kedusha that I can offer it itself on the mizbeach as a carbon shlamim. Since it is roy to be offered as a carbon shlamim, if I use it as the bakar for a carbon tumura, I can offer the tumura also on the mizbeach as a carbon shlamim. So that's how Rabbi Akiva answers the stira. Shamati tumuras pesach kreda. Shamati tumuras pesach eina kreda. You know what the answer is? Let's look at the makar of the tumura. Sometimes the makar of the tumura is kreva, sometimes it's not kreva. When the makar of the tumura is kreva, then the tumura is kreva. When the makar is not kreva, the tumura is not kreva. When is the makar of the tumura kreva? When it comes back, when it comes back after you makar of the original. But when it comes back before you, doicha biyadayim, then it's not kreva. So the tumura is also not kreva.